What's your favorite Super Bowl ad?
Oh, that's a good one. Probably the Cindy Crawford Diet Pepsi ad back in like 1989, 88. Mainly because that's when I transitioned from being a kid to a man. I watched that ad and I'm like, wait a minute, I'm feeling feelings I never felt before.
Attention is the number one asset.
Is this the first Super Bowl you've been at?
Nah, this is probably 7, 8, 9, 10, somewhere in that range.
What's your favorite part of the Super Bowl experience?
Being salty that the Jets are not in it.
Oh, you're a big Jets fan?
In a way that would make your head spin.
Really?
Die hard.
I feel like that must be an emotional roller coaster.
It's not even a roller coaster, just always sad. It's been hard, bro. I'm 48. I started watching when I was 7. 41 years, I watch every single play. Every game, every play, it's my true passion. So my favorite thing is being here, dreaming that one day it's going to be us. And so that's what my kick is on it.
I heard that you want to own the Jets one day.
True facts. You know, I really would love to accomplish that goal. Obviously, it's a big-ass goal. But I work on it every day.
I feel like most people wouldn't even understand the process of owning and running a team. How complicated is that?
Very. First, amassing the wealth that is needed to even have a shot is so bananas. And then two, even if you got the money, being the person that's picked, there's a lot of politics to that. There's a lot of variables that go into that. And so, you know, I'm still far enough away from it that I'm not really locked into that part yet.
All right,
I'm really just focused on building the biggest businesses I can to give me a shot to pull off that dream.
Who's your favorite Jets player of all time?
Al Toon. Al Toon was a wide receiver in the 80s from Wisconsin who was a baller. Like he was such an incredible athlete. There was arguments in 86 that it was him and Jerry Rice. Like he was like real good. Unfortunately, concussions took him out a little early, but he was just my favorite player. Number 88 from Wisconsin, Al Toon.
What started you rooting for the Jets?
Random kid stuff. I went outside to play when I first moved to Edison, New Jersey. Some kids were throwing around a Nerf ball. It was the 80s. You made friends by going outside.
Yeah.
You know? And I met them. We chopped it up. They're like, who do you like? I'm like, I don't even have a team. They're like, you're a Jets fan? I'm like, I'm a Jets fan. I just started watching. They went to the AFC Championship game that year. So I'm like, oh, this is great. Took another 16 years for them to ever get back. But, yeah, it's been an amazing love affair. So just some 1980s kids throwing a football around stuff.
What's your prediction for the Super Bowl this year?
27-24, San Francisco in overtime.
Will you put money on that?
I probably won't. I don't tend to bet, but that's kind of where I see this game. I think it's going to be tight. It's going to be a tight game.
Did you see these two teams making it here?
I got to give the Niners, yes. They were obvious all year. I got to give the Chiefs a lot of flowers, man. Patrick Mahomes, Jesus. Like, you know, the Ravens. There was, you know, Buffalo was getting, went real hot into the playoffs. The Dolphins looked dominant.
After Miami, that's.
They looked dominant at one point. You know, yeah, I really wanted the Ravens. I like Lamar a lot. But man, you got to get that championship pedigree. Mahomes is really starting to make us all think that he's different. And so it's really impressive.
What's your favorite Super Bowl ad?
Oh, that's a good one. Probably the Cindy Crawford Diet Pepsi ad back in like 1989, 88, mainly because that's when I transitioned from being a kid to a man. I watched that ad and I'm like, wait a minute, I'm feeling feelings I never felt before. So Cindy Crawford's Super Bowl ad made me become a man. So that's a memorable one. The What's Up by Budweiser was legit. I think about that a lot. There was also a Denny's ad that gave you like a free Denny's or something. I don't remember the exact details, but it was an ad that sent everybody to Facebook back in like 2010. It was way ahead. And I love that ad as well. So Denny's Facebook ad, the What's Up, Frogs from Budweiser, and then most of all, Cindy Crawford, Diet Pepsi, turning me into a man.
What's been your favorite halftime performance?
That's a great question. Yeah, by the way, Rihanna was really good last year. Favorite halftime performance? Probably. Oh, wait a minute. What am I talking about? That Dr. Dre, Snoop, Eminem thing was, joint was crazy. There's no even close second.
I think they said the Usher's bringing out.
Who would Usher bring? It'd be probably Atlanta, maybe Ludacris, like that, you know?
I feel like Lil Jon.
Yeah, Lil Jon would be good.
Some people said Justin Bieber though.
Yeah, maybe they're tight like that. That could be right. But my favorite musical thing ever, Super Bowl, was Whitney Houston's national anthem in 90. I was a kid, emotions were high. Yo, look at this. Getting goosebumps right now. It was that off the charts. Whitney Houston, national anthem, will never be topped, all time.
What's your favorite Super Bowl experience you've had?
My favorite Super Bowl experience was not watching the Super Bowl at all when the Patriots played the Giants, because those are the two teams I hate the most. And so for two Super Bowls, I literally didn't watch the Super Bowl, and it felt like I was the last man on earth. It was like this eerie feeling that you knew everyone was doing something, and I was like, it wasn't even FOMO. It was like just crazy. Anyway, not watching the two giant Patriots Super Bowls is my favorite because it was weird, and I'm glad that I held the line and stayed put and to my Jets fandom and did not watch it or support that game.
Out of all the athletes you've met, who is the coolest?
Sauce Gardner is the nicest of all time. That dude is just, he was so well parented. His mom needs to be in the Mom Hall of Fame. Sauce Gardner is top notch. You know, it's funny. We're sitting across from Pat McAfee's show. I knew him just as he was starting it. And I did his show, the podcast, long before, when I was just on podcast in the first year. I remember leaving like, what a quality dude. Just a good dude. I hate to say what I'm about to say because I hate the Giants, but Victor Cruz is just good people. Like a solid dude. Those stand out right now.
Of all your business ventures and personal goals, what are you most proud of?
That every single second I walk through a room like this, people stop me and say, thank you for putting me on. I watched one video and start literally 2 seconds before I sat down here. Dude said, I saw a video from you back 5 years ago. It changed the way I saw things. I did stuff, and now I'm being paid to be here. And so the fact that I'm giving back.
I've seen videos of you flipping $50 to $500. I feel like that mindset for people was a little bit different back then. How did you get that mindset so early?
I grew up that way. I had nothing. I wanted video games. My parents weren't buying it for me. I had to figure it out. Lived it.
Have you ever made a decision you regret?
Yeah, I passed on investing in Uber when it was first coming up. And if I did my normal $25,000 investment, I would have made $200, $300, $400, $500 million. That was a bad decision. I regret saying no to that.
How do you make those decisions? Is it just intuition?
Yeah. Pattern recognition, intuition, context.
Does that ever keep you up at night sometimes?
Never. It's part of the game. It's like throwing an interception. If you let that shit keep you up at night, you can't make the next good decision.
How long did it take for you to adopt that mentality?
It was there. I'm good with losing. I like losing. It's
well, I used to be a Jets fan.
All right, I'm out of here now. See you.